3 minutes and I walked into the brain, you will be a permanent vegetable. The fact that I could think and actually move my neck seemed a miracle in itself. As I lay there, realizing that if I've been dead that long, I may never walk again, I said, God, if you've given my life back, please heal me. I want to be able to walk out of this hospital and live a normal life. If you can't do that, I do not want to be a quadriplegic or a vegetable on a machine. Please take me back into heaven if you can't do that. As I lay there, he didn't take me back into his presence, but waves of his power and warmth that I'd sensed in the presence of him started to flow through me. My physical body started to feel warm, warmth, and like an electricity passing through me, and over the next 4 hours, I was completely healed. By this stage, I'd been wheeled into the main ward of the hospital. I was terrified to close my eyes and go to sleep, in case I disappeared somewhere. I walked out of the hospital the next day and said, God, what have I become? He said, son, you are a reborn Christian. I said, God, you know what I mean? What must I do? I got back to New Zealand and he said, son, you should read a Bible. I said, I don't have one. He said, your father has. Go and ask him for one now. I went and asked my father for a Bible. I had never read a Bible in my entire life. I'd seen one on an altar but never read one. I read in the next 6 weeks the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. My parents thought something had happened. I began to question God. I said, God, what on earth took place? He said, in the ambulance you prayed a prayer. I said, that's right, Lord, I prayed the Lord's Prayer. He said, in Matthew 6, you prayed the prayer of salvation. I said, what? He said, son, born again is to have your sins cleansed and forgiven. You give your life fully to me. John 3:3, you are born again. Romans 10:8, he started to show me, those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I said, God, that means I got saved, cleansed of my sin, right in the ambulance. He said, that's right. I said, well, why did I go into the darkness? He said, Acts 26:18, there are two kingdoms, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, one ruled by Satan, one ruled by God. He said, son, had you not prayed the Lord's Prayer just before you died, you would have stayed there. But I chose to take you through the valley of the shadow of death and deep darkness, Psalm 23, and show you where you should have gone. I said, God, when I stood in that darkness, a brilliant light has shone upon me. He said, yes, light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend. He said, those walking in the darkness and the shadow of death have seen a great light. He said, I shone literally and drew you out, my presence. I said, I moved into a tunnel, God, what was that? He said, Matthew 7:13-14. He said, narrow is the way that leads to the kingdom of God, and few are those who find it. I said, God, as I passed through that narrow passageway, I felt waves of incredible light that were giving off an emotional feeling. What were they? He said, Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit, love, peace, and joy. I said, God, how come people say that there are many ways into your presence? There are many roads that lead up to you, not just your way, Christian. He said, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. I said, when I came out of the end of the tunnel, I saw the most spectacular line of radiance. I said, where was that in the scriptures? I started to read. It says, he is surrounded by an unapproachable light. Then I moved into Revelations, and I read and saw a picture of Jesus in his resurrected, glorified form. It says here, I saw God, and he was literally clothed in a robe which reached his feet. His head and his hair were as white as wool like snow. His eyes were like flames of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze. His voice was like the sound of many waters. He held in his right hand 7 stars. His face was like the sun shining in its full strength. I fell, and he said to me, do not be afraid, for I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead, but behold, I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and Hades. I said, God, that means that you are the resurrection and the life. He said, yes, John 11:23-24. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, though they die, yet shall they live. John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Those who come to me shall no longer walk in darkness, but have the light of life. As I continue to see more and more through the Word of God that Jesus Christ stood in his glorified heavenly form, in garments of white light, radiant, his light filled the universe. As I stepped past and said, God, what did I see behind you? He said, a new heavens and a new earth. I said, God, the river? He said, Revelation 22, the river of life. Those who drink from it shall never thirst again. The trees, the tree of life. As I continued to look, I could see that there was no more death in that place, no more suffering, no more war, no more sickness. I said, God, you gave my life back. I can hardly believe it. But I'm going to follow you all the days of my life. I plan and choose not to turn back. I desire to walk with you as closely as I can all the days of my life. I know that I know that I've seen the risen Savior. Now some of you will have trouble with what I've just shared. If you think it was easy for me to have a vision or a dream, then I'll stand on 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Paul said, I know a man 14 years ago, whether he was in his body or out of his body, God knows. This man was caught up into the third heavens and saw things inexplicable that a man is not permitted to speak. I only speak the things that God's permitted me to speak. I've seen many things, but I only share what I believe he's shown me to speak. At times it's repetitious. At times it's hard to share over and over again. And yet I believe that God's given this experience to me to reach out to man and say, I love you. I don't judge you. I want all men to humble themselves, turn from their wicked and evil way, turn from the darkness and come to the light. He desires that all men would come through the gates of glory. And Jesus said, I am the door. Those who come through me shall go in and out, be saved, and find green pastures. Jesus is the door to life at the end of the tunnel. He is the light of the world. He is the Messiah, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of all the world. He has taken my sin away as I turn from it. He can take your sin away in a moment in time and wipe the slate clean, which is what's called reborn. Born again, a fresh start in life. It's as though you were just born for the first time in your life. Washed clean through the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Death did not keep Jesus down. He rose. He was the first of the living. He rose from the dead. If you care to believe in him and follow him, you too, when you die, shall rise from the dead. Your spirit will go up into his presence. Will you go through the darkness like I did? No, I'm not preaching that. God chose to take me personally through that. Many, I believe, will go straight into the presence of his radiant light, which is where I believe I will go next time I die. I love him. His presence was not a one-off experience. I've had 11 years of literally many, many times God has visited me and come to me and touched me. The power of his love and presence isn't just for when you die, it's for now. How many know you need love now? How many know you need the presence of God now? And God's presence can come to you in your own physical form, and he will melt and restore and heal your heart. He is a gentle, loving shepherd of our souls. If you care to believe the simplicity of the gospel, you too can be saved. You too can start a life walking with Jesus as your Savior and soon coming King.